You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Hoare. We're at Surface, the second day of the show, and I'm in the Stanton design space. And a little background on Stanton. It's a 46-year-old brand that started out in the rug and upper-end carpet business and expanded into hard surface and is doing very well. And I'm here with Christine Zampaglione, the Vice President of Marketing, and with Jonathan Cohen, the CEO, and with Jamin Stepp, the Senior Vice President of Hard Surface. How you guys doing?
Great, Kemp. How are you?
Amazing, Kemp.
Wonderful day to be in Vegas.
Look at the traffic you've got here. You're doing something right. There's more people in here than a lot of the spaces I've been in. What's the secret?
I mean, this is consistently year over year. I'm blown away with the amount of traffic that we get. We have become a destination spot in surfaces, and it's really exciting to see.
Let's talk about the marketing in just one second. I want to talk about Cy Cohen. He's the founder of this brand, and he was honored last fall at the FCIF Gala in New York City. So, and you're his son, right?
As far as I know, yes.
Jonathan, how's business?
Yeah, business is pretty good. 2025 was a decent year for us. I think we made a lot of great investments that are paying off for us in product and people and services. And I think our customers recognize us for that. And, you know, it's working pretty well.
So, Christine, last year we talked about the studio. It goes on beyond us. And tell us a little bit about that launch and then what you're doing this year with that.
Yeah, we launched the Stanton Studio selling system last year. And we've had quite a few customers take on this display, and we know we needed to iterate on that. So we're introducing the Stanton Select system, which is a smaller footprint, but same concept of organizing everything by pattern, texture, performance. The feedback that we're getting from our customers is proving out in the sales.
So is this like a bolt-on to the what you rolled out last year, or?
It's another option for them. Okay. So the people that can't commit to 27 feet of space or 52 if they take on both studios, we're giving them an option that is a best of package of what Stanton has to offer. Yeah, yeah. So it's exciting. The reception has been amazing.
All right, let's roll over to carpet for a quick second. Tell us what was hot last year, and then take us into what's going on this year with soft.
Yeah, we did a great job last year in our hand-loomed assortment called the Artisan Studio, and that's been very good for us, as well as our Signature Studio in pattern product, and as well as our Pet Guard, too. That's been a newer endeavor for us the last 3 years. We continue to expand that product line, and we introduced a display system for it. That's also gone extremely well for us. So, yeah, we're really happy with that. This year, for 2026, we have 50 new soft surface products, and we really thoughtful and disciplined about the approach this year, as we always try to be, but even more so this year, across, you know, wire Wiltons, across beautiful face-to-face patterns, gorgeous hand loom products. Everything's decorative across a lot of different price points and just highly sellable products that are in stock so we could service our customers and do a great job.
So it's no secret that the consumer that's out there buying right now is on the upper end, and that's, I think, probably one of the reasons you guys are doing so well, right?
Yeah, I think those consumers are a little bit more resilient than the rest of the market, so that's true. But at the same time, we have to be doing a good job with product and servicing that product to get the business. So, you know, we're doing it. And as Christine mentioned on our merchandising too, it's next level merchandising. It's a really intuitive shopping experience and a real nice step up. So all those things together are working great for us and our customers.
Okay, Jamin, so saw you yesterday. You were helping to tell the audience what was going on in the industry. Congratulations on being appointed to do that. Love your shoes here too. Those are something else.
Yeah, those fit the Stanton motif, right? Elevated by design, right? So yeah, no, it was a privilege and an honor to be on that panel yesterday and give some of my prognostications as to where the industry's been, where it's going, and some of the challenges that we face in the coming years. But that was good. It was real good.
Tell us what was hot in hard surface last year.
Oh, well, for Stanton in hard surface, what was hot was entering the WPC category. So we, you know, I came here at the end of 2023 to join Stanton, and SPC was the offering. And we spent the last 18 to 20 months really totally revamping what we do in hard surface to bring a complete portfolio of not only SPC, but add the WPC product to the categories that we offer, Flex, Loose Lay this year. A premium wood program was launched last summer in May, June of last year, and we're really seeing a great ramp and a great scale of that program too. So we're fully diversified in the hard surface offering, no longer just one category only. We encompass probably just south of 300 SKUs today across wood, laminate, vinyl categories. And so we're really excited about the rebranding that Christine created and her team as we rolled into 2025, how that kind of positions us in hard surface to tag on to what we already do in this luxurious high-end carpet segment that we do exceptionally well at and have, like you said, 46 years, right? So 46 years old in soft and about 5 years new in hard surface, but we're making a statement there.
What do most retailers do when they carry the Stanton design line? I mean, most stores are set up with soft in one area and hard in another, right?
They do. They'll position a hard surface section along with their soft surface offerings. Obviously, as the industry grows across the country, most showrooms are predominantly hard surface, right? Because that's been the predominant floor that goes down. Luxurious high-end carpets obviously have their place, and we do very well in those. But we've collected the merchandising together, right? So all of our hard surface merchandising, our samples, our fixtures, our sample devices that we utilize also tie into what Christine's done on the soft surface side with the color, the look, with the white steel, with all the looks that we're doing on the soft surface side. So it all ties in completely.
Damon, I've been doing this for about 30 years. And from the very beginning, they've always said that hard surface makes a great frame for a rug, right?
It does. It does. And we merchandise that way too. So like on the back of all of our hard surface merchandising, on the back liner labels, you'll see a recommendation for a soft surface piece, whether it's a rug or broad loom wall to wall or whatever goes in, what coordinates with the floor. She does a great job doing that too. So we tie those things in together and multi-brand those things together.
You need to mention what you've got going on down in Georgia when we're talking about custom rugs. So you've got all these great products, and a consumer can order through a dealer to you guys, and you can like four or five different backing options, and you custom serge it. It's a big operation, right?
Yeah, we have about 35,000 square feet dedicated just to rug fabrication. So that's making rugs out of carpet. And the decorative nature of our products really lends itself to that. So you could pretty much get any size up to the full width of the carpet. And, you know, we could ship that out within 5 business days. And a lot of that is serging. We could do hand serging. As you mentioned, we have applied backing, which is pretty popular too and continues to gain momentum. And it's a great service, and we ship it out in 5 days. And that's an important part of the decorative business for us.
For me, you let me come pick it up there at this place.
We could have delivered it, but happy to have the pickup as well.
Okay, guys, thanks for spending time with our audience. Again, been talking to these three executives with Stanton, and you've been watching Kemphar and FloridaLE.net.
Awesome.